At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On 104.3 WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. Week 1 in college football began last night with USF upsetting 25th-ranked Boise State 34-7. And tonight, FIU will host Bethune. Kickoff from Pitbull Stadium is at 7. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to Green Bay. Dallas gets defensive tackle Kenny Clark and two first-round picks. Parsons will sign a four-year, $188 million contract with $136 in guarantees, making him the highest-paid non-QB in league history. Dallas will open up the season on Thursday in Philly. And the Marlins will be at the Mets 7-4. Game 2 of the four-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 7:10 from Citi Field. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Little taste of some of these big guys coming out hitting them. Like, all right, you think you're going to run around our guy? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
We'll throw it to Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
All right, welcome back here. Boy, you're a very immature human being. You really are.
This is it, bro. We got games.
I know, man.
How about that?
Still such a dumbass, the stuff you do. All right. Hey, nobody, especially long weekend.
Yeah.
All these college football games, nobody can mess up this weekend for you, man. Nobody. There's nothing. And
you can give it your best shot, though, here, Joe. You want to give us some picks?
No, I can mess it up. So what?
Here we go, man.
All right, go ahead. But
all right, let's run through just we got some good college games, obviously, this weekend, and we'll start with Clemson and LSU. Clemson favored by 4.5, total 57.
I'm going Clemson.
Are you going because of the Klubnik thing?
I'm going Clemson overall as a team. Clemson at home, and Clemson in the ACC got a little something to prove to the SEC. They're tired of it.
All right, fair enough here. We got Alabama and Florida State in Tallahassee. That game is at 3:30, Joe. We got Alabama favored by 13.5 with a total.
I like Bama big. You can
49.5.
You can stop.
You like Bama big, really?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
All right. Let's see here, Joe. This is an interesting game, by the way. I know it's not the big game at noon, but we got Tennessee and Syracuse in Atlanta. Tennessee favored by 13.5, total 51.5.
Oh, man. That Syracuse team, that guy does a good job.
That's a good game,
I think. That guy does a good job.
Not going to get a lot of eyeballs, though, I'm guessing. But
I like Tennessee to win. You said things at Tennessee?
Yeah. No, it's in Atlanta. May as well be, though.
Oh, man. I'll go Tennessee.
Right.
I'll go Tennessee.
All right, Joe. We do have the other game at noon, which is a big, big game. Number 1 and number 3, Texas and Ohio State from Columbus. It is essentially probably going to be a pick 'em game at kickoff here. Ohio State's favored by like a point.
I'm going to go Ohio State.
Are you really?
Yeah, home.
Huh.
I'm going home.
I'm going to go against you on that one.
Okay.
I'm going to go against you big time. I think Texas.
You keep track of these so you can call me out on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I remember who you're picking. You're taking all the favorites so far. as we get to Mike Florio here, you want to give your pick number 6 and number 10, 7:30 Sunday, Hard Rock Stadium.
I don't have a choice.
By 2.5.
Yeah. I'm gonna
total 49.5.
I'm going to take Miami to win.
You're going to take Miami on
Miami to win. Yep. Just taking them. Join me that money.
I'm going to tail you on that one, my friend.
Yeah. Yep. But I'll tell you what, Notre Dame wins that game, I'm going to jump on that bandwagon. I will jump on that bandwagon that they're going to be back in the playoffs again.
Oh, they'll probably be back in the playoffs regardless.
Oh, that's right. They're Notre Dame. Yeah. They get the benefit of the doubt on everything.
Yeah, they sell a lot of tickets. People like to watch.
Oh, will you stop
TV.
With that?
You know how that goes.
All right.
In the business of college football.
All right. All right. I got you. Hey, you ready for a little Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk?
By the way, congrats to all bettors who took the Bulls on the money line last night.
Oh, my God. Now, listen, I want you, and I let you have your day today with South Florida beating Boise State. No, you've been like, oh, did you see this play? You got me going back. Did you see the fake punt pass?
They lost to 19 straight ranked opponents.
I got, and listen, man,
that
guy did a nice job. That guy did a nice job coaching him up, and you should be pumped up. Yeah. That's your school. That's part of the
Byron
deal.
Brown right now is the front runner for the Heisman.
Oh, God.
I know it's only been one game been played, but he is currently the front runner.
And your house.
He is. He's a front runner, but no one else has played yet.
All right. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're doing really well, and then you say something like, okay.
It's actually accurate because no one else has played.
But. All right. Hey, Mike Florio is going to play with us next. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
You can use...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Go for it.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Let's go right to it. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us. Always, even though it's an off week, a little bye week here before this thing starts up, the Dallas Cowboys decided to make it a one that everybody will remember. Micah Parsons going to Green Bay for a lot of money. A couple of number ones and Kenny Clark thrown in there. Mike, I'll tell you what, just when you think, I thought there's no way. I thought he was trying to get him to cave, saying, I'm talking to other teams, you better take it. And Mike and his agent went, we want out of here, and it ended up happening. Did it surprise you, or did you see it coming?
Here's what I thought the Cowboys were trying to do. I thought the Cowboys were trying to kick the can to next year and get him this year at either 21.3 or 24 million, subject to a grievance that we reported on a couple of days ago that nobody even knew existed. But they wanted to get him on his fifth-year option salary because that's far less than market value. If you're going to trade him, you trade him after the season. because the draft picks aren't going to be used until April anyway. And Kenny Clark, all due respect, I mean, come on. They're painting this guy to be some massive run-stuffing defensive tackle that's going to change the complexion of the team. That's putting a little bit too much on this guy who's coming in here cold and now has this extra burden that Jerry has placed on him. So I think the original plan was to kick the can until next year. They operate on the ultimate, absolute, final deadline basis. And I think they wanted to take this at least until 26, possibly until 27.
You know the crazy part about this? This is not Green Bay-like. I mean, they're one of the original. We draft. We try to keep our own. They're big on that. All of a sudden, they draft a wide receiver. They haven't done that forever in the first round. And now they pick up the largest contract, I think, outside of a quarterback in the league and pay him this ridiculous money. I mean, Green Bay went all in to win it right now. Are they a favorite for you, Mike?
Well, I think they've changed things, and already the betting markets have moved where the Packers are the favorites to win the NFC North. It had been the Detroit Lions, but when you look at the team that has everything and you add a disruptive, overwhelming force, and there's some disagreement, I think, like on how good this guy is. We had Jason Garrett on PFC Live today, and he knows a thing or two about the Dallas Cowboys. He coached there for a long time. He didn't coach Michael Parsons, but he recognizes how great the player is and why you want a player like that. The most important player on the team is the quarterback. The second most important player on the team is the one who disrupts the quarterback. Right. And Deron Bland, remember the year that the Cowboys corner was being talked about as defensive player of the year, and then Trayvon Diggs had that big year? You know why they get all those interceptions? They get all those interceptions because the quarterback is getting rid of the ball before he gets destroyed by Micah Parsons. So that's the point that Garrett makes. And, yeah, you can point to some things about, is he a leader? Is he focused too much on his podcast? Does he practice hard enough? But he is an undeniable, overwhelming talent. And I think that is the thing the Cowboys lost sight of. And look at it this way. The Cowboys had a press conference last night. It felt like they were trying to do a victory lap, but I think they were trying to sell to the fan base why they did this. Packers didn't need to have a press conference. They don't need to sell anything. This thing sells itself.
Yeah. Hey, and then on top of that, congratulations, because that game's on Sunday night, September 28th, Dallas and Green Bay. You can't make that up. That could be, Mike, we talk about numbers, and I know Dallas and anything's big numbers, and Dallas got some good games, but my God, Green Bay, how big could those numbers be at the end of the month of September?
I have a feeling that I'm going to be making a farther flight that weekend than I usually do, because I have a feeling we're going to end up in Dallas for that game. Because, you know, when it's a big game like that, we take everybody down there for the pregame show. And I don't think there's a bigger regular season game right now on the schedule after that trade happened, really. I mean, Bills, Chiefs, yes. Eagles, Chiefs is coming up. But to have a game that we viewed one way and have it instantly ramped up into something much, much bigger. That's the thing. This helps the NFL overall because the Cowboys are going to draw their millions.
Right.
People are going to be interested in them, whether they have Michael Parsons or not. You take Parsons off that team and you drop him onto the Packers, and then it feels like the deck's been reshuffled, and it feels like maybe the Eagles, who don't have to face Parsons on Thursday night, now the Eagles have a viable competitor in the NFC, because last year the Packers gave him a pretty good game in the wild card round, and this year if they cross paths in the postseason, they're going to have Micah to deal with.
Hey, this other story, you know what? We were going about a Rashee Rice, and I've asked you probably 20 times since the craziness and suspension, and he was out last year and he's back. And all of a sudden, they get that thing settled at six games. Man, you were right, and I did not think video is the most powerful thing going for that case to get it done and go, yes, we're going to get going on this thing as far as the personal conduct policy goes.
Joe, I often say I believe, and in plenty of cases, that is code for I know, but I just can't report. But I believe, coincidentally, I believe that Rashee Rice and his camp knew it was going to be worse than six. That's why they took the deal. And when the NFL is in charge of the process, it sends a little bit of a more potent message. when they tell you, you know, is it a bluff? Well, they hold the cards, they dealt the cards, they counted the cards. I think that it's not a bluff when, because even though they have an independent person who handles the hearing and makes the initial decision, the appeal runs to the commissioner or whoever the commissioner designates, and either side can appeal. If Rashee Rice would have gotten two games, the NFL could have appealed. They could have appealed any number. Both sides could appeal. You could have both sides. You could have four games and Rice say it's too little or it's too much, I'm appealing, and the league saying it's not enough and we're appealing. And at the end of the day, it's the commissioner who decides. And I think there were people who were upset in the league structure. They were embarrassed by the fact that this thing wasn't set up to be done by week one. That was the thing that had people up in arms. We get these things done by week one. What the hell is going on here?
Right.
And I think that I believe that is what prompted the NFL to say to Rashee Rice, you better take six now or it's going to be a lot worse.
Mike, a couple of days ago here, I think it's been a couple of days now, Chris Greer talked to general managers after they put most of the roster together, and he talked about reset. And it had a lot of people kind of fired up with retool and rebuild and whatever reset is, as far as we got to get younger. We can't continue to pay these big salaries, which we all knew from the year before when they paid out a ton of money. Were you surprised? What was your take on Chris Greer's message to the fan base?
Well, I don't know what the fans really should think right now. Omar was on yesterday morning with me on PFC Live, and you know, I asked him, 1 to 10, what's the heat level for Greer and McDaniel? And he said 8. I just think that they understand that if this season doesn't go well for the Dolphins, that Stephen Ross could decide to make some changes. Last year was McDaniel's first non-playoff year. Do you fire him after one non-playoff year? No. Do you fire him after two? I don't know. And Joe, I've said this to you several times. You keep hearing culture change, culture change, culture change. At some point, the change goes deeper than culture. At some point, you change coaches. At some point, you change general managers. And I guarantee if a new coach comes in, first order of business is going to be to change quarterbacks.
Yeah. No. Hey, the two guys, the head coach and the QB, are tied in together with the system and everything else in mind. I totally agree with you. Hey, the other thing, legal NFL betting. I saw these numbers. I was blown away. I didn't know it was at 26 or 27 billion. Legal NFL betting estimated to reach $30 billion this year. NFL alone, and it's only in 38 states, Mike. It's crazy. I had no idea. No wonder everybody wants to jump in the party.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it is going to lead to problems eventually, whether, and it already is, with people who bet beyond their affordable discretionary income, who think they're going to win. You know, there's that subtle message that comes through that you can win, and you can win a little, but over time you're going to lose. I remember the first time I walked into a casino when I was 20 years old, and I was probably too young to be in the casino, but they didn't card me, and I looked around at how nice it was, and it dawned on me, well, I know who paid for all this stuff. And, you know, these are viable multi-billion dollar businesses. They didn't get there by losing. They get there by winning, and they're going to keep winning because you're going to keep losing. And the other side of it, and this is the premise of my new book that came out last week, and I'm going to go ahead and make a gratuitous plug for it, Big Shield. There's so much inside information in sports, and specifically the NFL. Very easy to corrupt someone. A little money here, a little money there. Tell me who's really injured. Tell me a little bit about the game plan. I think there are ways, and there will be ways in the future, to make signals during games about maybe what the next play is going to be or who's going to get the ball. That's the kind of thing that eventually is going to explode on the NFL. And I hope that they put proper guardrails in place to prevent it before it happens. I'm just not sure what they can do.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because they're obviously, and we've talked to the team about it and how serious they are about, you know, information and worried about that. But as this thing gets bigger and bigger, and the amount of money we're talking about, how the hell are they going to police? When you talk about so many players and somebody going through a rough time, spent too much money last year, it's completely broke. We saw it in the NBA. What's the think with the number of players in the NFL? We're not, how do they police it?
Well, and Joe, look, I don't want to put the tinfoil hat on, but I am suspicious of one thing. The NFL has cozied up to the sports books in part because the sports books will blow the whistle on players who are betting when they shouldn't. And every once in a while, we find out about a player who's gotten in trouble because he was betting on things he shouldn't have been betting on or in places he shouldn't have been betting, because they have this weird rule. If you're standing on the street outside the facility, pull out your phone and make a bet on basketball. Walk inside the door, oh, you're suspended for doing the same damn thing you did out on the street. I just wonder if the NFL also is in a position to spot problems and neutralize them before they become Tim Donaghy-style scandals. Because, and I'll give you an example. Bijan Robinson, a couple of years ago, week 7 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he woke up not feeling well. He wasn't disclosed as having an illness. He played, but he didn't play anywhere close to his expected amount.
Right.
And the fact we got in trouble for not updating the injury report, you know, fine, 50 grand, whatever. There was never a discussion. There was never a peep. There was never a word said about, hey, who knew he wasn't going to play to his normal level? And was there anybody who knew who may have placed wagers on his under yardage, touchdown, whatever, props? That's where it becomes a problem. When people know something like that and they tell someone about it and they take that and they turn it into a wager that is fueled by the inside information. And I think at the end of the day, Joe, they can't get their arms around it. They can't stop it. And it's just going to have to be, you know, they call it an occupational hazard. If you were a lumberjack and you had to worry about the tree falling on you, the occupational hazard for the NFL is one of these days that tree may fall on them.
So finally, because I was going to talk about the book, The Big Shield, Mafia Sports Fiction, Gambling, Mystery Thriller. We just tied into some of it. So Mike, how the hell do you have time taking care of Pro Football Talk? You do a lot of the writing. You do a lot of the interviews and stuff to do that friggin' book, and that thing just popped out.
Well, I started during the pandemic when, after the draft, there really wasn't a whole lot going on, and I realized there's a weird sort of comfort for me in writing fiction, and it balances out what I do all day. And I find a couple of hours, and you know, if you have the discipline to find time to write 1,000 words a day, and I find time every day to write 1,000 words, and I can write it quickly. It helps because I've written quickly for so long on PFT. You learn how to process your thoughts because you got to get the story done. You got to get the story up and you got to move on to the next one. So when it's time for me to sit down, I can do 1,000 words in an hour to two. If you do 1,000 words a day, that's 360,000 words a year. That's 4 books. You could, in theory, if you can find the time to do 1,000 fresh words a day, you could write 4 books a year. So it's really not as daunting as you would think. You just have to be willing, and you have to like it enough. And I like it enough that every day I do it. I've got 4 out there now, and I've got 6 others that I got to figure out what the hell I'm going to do with. But it's always good to get one done, to get it out of a logjam of manuscripts and put it on the stack of finished products. And then you forget about it and you move on to the next one.
Well, listen, go ahead. And I want you to pump it a little bit more. Tell everybody how they can get it. I mean, you put all that time into it, please.
Well, and this is, you know, I've done many stupid things in my life, as my wife would confirm, but to sell the ebook for 99 cents is probably the dumbest thing I've done. I mean, you look around, it's 10 bucks, 15 bucks, 20 bucks just for the ebook. So I'm selling the ebook on Amazon for 99 cents, and the print version's $14.99, which is also a pretty good deal. And what I decided to do, because we had some publishers that were interested, and the feedback was, we love this, but sports novels don't sell. And, you know, when you hear something like that, you become a little motivated to show.
You do, folks. Yes.
You know, okay, well, all right, that's fine. Sports novels don't sell. Okay, we'll see. And this one, of all the ones I put out there, I mean, it's blown me away by the reaction. And I guess it shouldn't, because I cater to a football crowd, and this is right up their alley. It's a good book. It's a fun book, and you'll be entertained by it. And I just think it shines a light on something that the NFL needs to be very concerned about.
Mike, you enjoy your last weekend, man. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
Thank you, pal.
All right. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, join us. Hey, we're not done. We got Alex Donald going to join us. We're going to talk about the Miami Hurricanes. He's going to break it all down right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.